Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. Hour two in this league right here on Sports Grid. It's Scott Bogman over there at Twitter, on Twitter, at Twitter.
Bogman at Twitter, Sports. On Twitter,
yep,
above whatever. Twitter, below Twitter.
Inside of Twitter, at Bogman
the
Sports.
Right of Twitter, the left of Twitter.
Oh, which one? Are you right or left, Bog? You're righty
I'm
or
right
lefty?
I'm center, baby.
Oh, you're a centerist.
No pulling me right or left. I'm right. Centered.
Just seeing how left or how right you might possibly be, but you're just right in the center.
On occasion, I'm left. On occasion, I'm right. Depends on what we're talking about.
Oh, really? Okay.
Are we talking about what I do late at night? I'm left.
Absolutely not. Don't want to know. Don't want to know. Want no part of it. You can find me on Twitter, at Is It The Welsh, or in Twitter, however you like to, however you like to Twitter or Twitch.
In the Twitter universe.
Yeah. Have you thought about, we've talked about Twitch for
losing
like
weight?
2 years.
I've thought about it.
We've talked about doing Twitch for like 2 years. Have you played your PS4 at all in the last 6 months?
6 months? Probably not. No, I think March was the last time I played it.
Then a listener gave you their PS4 and you haven't played it in 6 months?
For the intention of me playing Red Dead Redemption, and I just have not had time to play Red Dead Redemption.
Did you buy
it?
So
I have not played it.
Did you buy it?
Did I buy Red Dead Redemption? Yeah. Is that the question?
Uh-huh.
No, I did not.
Oh, they bought it for you?
No, I didn't buy it. Have it. I have MLB The Show.
Yeah.
I played it like 3 times. So
got to set you up on a little Twitch, little ITL.
Yeah,
twitching.
I got to get going with it. It's just the football season is a lot with all the college football that I do as well. And when that starts to wind down, then I start watching a bunch of film on all the college football prospects.
Yeah.
And start going.
Oh,
you're going to
have a prospect list over on patreon.com/ITLArmy this year?
Yeah, it's going to get up there
just like
pretty
Twitch?
Soon. So. No, it's not like Twitch. This will happen.
Oh, okay.
So.
I'm just seeing. I don't know.
Twitch to you and me, it's like fetch. It's never going to happen. So, maybe it'll happen eventually, but. It's funny because Jason Mewes yesterday was talking about it. He's like, in a perfect world for me, I just started twitching. If I could get enough money off Twitch to just do that and then do like one movie a year, that's my goal. I'm like, isn't that everybody's goal
sure.
in the world?
I know.
You know?
I'm sorry you got it so hard, Jason. I'm sorry.
If I could just do Twitch and then do one Kevin Smith movie a year, it would be the best.
Guys,
right?
If I could just play video games and get one movie a year, I'd be in a great spot.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be amazing. So. If I could just get one leading role in a movie once a year, how easy is that?
All you have to do is have your best friend be a famous director. So
that's
sorry,
it.
Buddy. I'm not a famous director.
There's
a fat guy that gets told I need to lose weight in grocery stores. So
I think that was Kevin Smith. I used to be Kevin Smith before he had a heart attack.
Yeah, it was.
Fat guy
so
couldn't
what
get
you're
on
saying
airplanes.
Is my movies are coming up is what you're
I'm saying.
I haven't even started writing a screenplay.
You got to get some of those movies. You got to get some of those movies out. So then when you have your heart attack, and you know you go vegan, then you can like have your farewell movies like he's doing.
Oh, okay.
He's, he's completely vegan.
You know what my farewell movies are? They're whatever I'm going to watch in the next 2 weeks.
No.
Those are my farewell
Star
movies.
Wars. It'll be Star Wars.
Yeah, hopefully.
Is that going to be the last one?
It'll be the last one for me, regardless of if they're making more or not, probably.
No, don't say that. It's horrible. All right, let's FanDuel it up. Let's DraftKings it up. Let's DFS it up. Let's lose some people some money. How about that?
Right.
Off of by the way, I was saying this in the last football episode that I was back on, where I was just having such a great time when I was sick. Going on, not the only time, good thing I had was going on Twitter and watching all the chaos, and I forgot something. You know what the other thing I just remembered was, did you see that Brad Evans is leaving Yahoo?
I did. I saw that.
That's what that was. So I was having such a great time with the Brad Evans leaving Yahoo.
Brad Evans for Yahoo Fantasy Sports.
And I like that, like, he wasn't holding, and he hasn't held back. Like, all he does is tweet now that he's leaving Yahoo. Like, that's really fun. And then the other one was that whole Fantasy Cruncher saga, you know, that not good person.
I was told about that, And our guy Bubba was like, yeah, I was just kind of watching this drama unfold. And I'm like, what happened? So he kind of broke down the thing for me, and then I saw it. I'm still like not 100% sure what was going on because I'm not.
Not good
things.
It's
funny because to be honest, I feel like I've been paying way more attention to Twitter recently than I have in the past.
Yeah.
And so I noticed some things. I saw a tweet I can't talk about on the show right now.
Probably, you know, to be honest with you, probably can't talk about any of it, to be honest with you, because that guy, that dude was just going in on everybody. And I think even some people here, you know, some people here were affected by it. But you know what? I mean, you know. No one here is saying scumbag things like that. So it just made me think of DFS, where we are going to lose people some money here, but at least we're not going to tell them horrible things.
Right, right. We're not going to be dramatic and over the top. We're just going to be, you know, two big idiots telling you who we're going to start because we can't even play.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So let's start with you, Bugs.
All right, on DraftKings, my lineup. I'm going on Monday night with Carson Wentz against the Giants, because the Giants are terrible bad. They are not good. 6,100, a decently cheap option. I talked about it on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast. I think that what Cleveland needs to do this week with a banged up Baker Mayfield is run. So I got Nick Chubb at 8,000 as my first running back. I think the Steelers get up on the Cardinals and run Benny Snell into the ground. Benny Snell is my second running back at 6,100. My wide receivers, I cheaped out on. DJ Moore is my most expensive at 7,000 against Atlanta. He's just been playing lights out, and I think it continues even on the road. I've got James Washington against Arizona, hoping he gets in the end zone. He's just kind of cheap at 6,000. Then I went super uber cheap at my last wide receiver spot. I went with Kelvin Harmon because he's playing a lot of snaps for the Redskins, and he's 3,700 bucks. Super cheap option. No surprise to you, the Welsh. I went with Vance McDonald for 4,300 against the Cardinals. Once again, I stack Steelers in this game because I think the Cardinals are packing it all in. James White had a huge week last week. They kind of know that he's back, and the Chiefs are not good at stopping anything, and this should be a high-scoring game, so I went James White with my flex at 5,500. And then the Texans defense, 3,300, because I am not convinced about Drew Lock yet. And I think Drew Lock going on the road for his first road start is going to – I'm a little nervous about Sutton, but I'm still running Sutton out there. But I think Drew Lock is going to make enough mistakes to have the Houston D pay off, and they are 3,300. So going through it again, Wentz, Chubb, Snell, Harmon, Moore, Washington, McDonald, James White, Houston Texans defense.
All right, so I got a little bit of a Green Bay stat going here against Washington, so I'm going to kick this off.
You got to kick it off. Let me tell you something. A chickpea is neither a chick nor a pea. Discuss. It's coffee talk. We talk about whatever. No big whoop.
It's funny. It's funny that this happened because this made me think of this. I have had this my whole life where, like, I'll occasionally have some weird accent came out. And I don't know why it's just funny this happened. I was thinking about this. I used to work for a very short period of time in L.A. at a recording studio. And I was there when Velvet Revolver was recording. And I've told the story, like, I dealt with Slash and Ziggy Marley was there and stuff. And I remember it was, like, one of the... I got there, like, my second day there was, like, my birthday. And a couple days after, I'm in this kitchen area just absolutely doing nothing because I don't know what to do in a studio and no one tells you what to do. And I'm, like, rearranging a few things. And there's this producer because they rented the studios out. And there's this producer who's sitting at this table just tinkering with something. And then, like, he, like, says something to me. And how I responded, I must have sounded super foreign. And I was just like, you know, oh, good. Yeah, like something like whatever. And his eyes perked up so big because he was thinking, oh, this is going to be some super interesting young guy from another country. He might have music that I can steal, all this stuff. And he's like, oh, because he was like in British. He's like, oh, you have an accent? Where are you from? And I was just like, no, I'm from Arizona. And then the look on his face of just disappointment was like, this guy is
loser white guy
nobody.
From Arizona. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
But it's just so funny how my stupid brain and voice, like, I feel like I'd be one of those people that would get in a car accident, would come out, and I would be speaking British, and that would just be how I speak. Like, I just happens to me occasionally. So,
oh God, like I hope you don't get in a car accident, but I kind of want that to happen. You know, hasn't that like actually happened? Like people, yeah. like they're in a coma, they wake up and they have a weird Australian accent or whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh God, it's so good. We need that to happen to you. Okay. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. That'd be great. So I'm kicking it off with Aaron Rodgers against Washington for 6,800. I'm also going to put Aaron Jones in here. Give me a little rushing and receiving touchdown. And I mean, it's a small, stupid hedge of bet because I need them both to score anyways. But I'm going with Melvin Gordon for 6,400 against the Jags. He's been a big old volume play, and he's actually, I think, a decent price. I've got Davante Adams, so I've got Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, and Davante Adams, all the scores against Washington this week at 8,000. My other two wideouts with Davante Adams are Debo Samuel at 5,600 against New Orleans and Zach Pascal against Tampa Bay with no T.Y. Hilton. He's officially out for 5,500. Tight end, I'm going with Jacob Hollister. Flex, our boy Patrick Laird at 4,100. And I got the Ravens defense against Buffalo. So again, it's Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Melvin Gordon, Davante Adams, Debo Samuel, Zach Pascal, Jacob Hollister, Patrick Laird, and Baltimore defense.
I'm sorry. I can't stop thinking about you waking up with a different accent now. Like, I need you to read off.
But not even a different accent, though, Bugs. Like, people, they'll talk like in different, like, dialect. Like, they'll be speaking like Mandarin.
Yeah, I know. I need you to read off your team with a Russian accent now. I need it to happen.
Like, so, yellow. Hello, I got Tim Welsh, Aaron Rodgers, 6,800. Aaron Jones, 67. Oh, and I'm French. Melvin Gordon, 6,400. All right, I'm done with that. That was my favorite. All right, what do you got on FanDuel? God,
I couldn't even pay attention. I couldn't pay attention. You want some deals? Is that what you said?
If you want to throw out a couple, yeah. If we're not trying to get it all into this segment, sure.
All right. So deals here. We've got Gardner Minshew, Andy Dalton, David Blow, Drew Lock, Derek Carr, Eli, and Dwayne Haskins are the starters. If you had to pick one out of that group, who would you go with?
Now you have to say them again. You ran through them so quick.
Gardner Minshew, Andy Dalton, David Blow, Drew Lock, Derek Carr, Eli Manning, Dwayne Haskins. It turned into the count.
I'll go Minshew.
Yeah, I would go with Eli. Then on the running backs, we've got all these guys are below the poverty line. James White, Devontae Freeman, I like because Carolina gave up all those rushing yards to the Redskins last week. Phillip Lindsay, Kenyon Drake, they're all 5,000 or above. Darius Geis is below. He's at 4,900. Jamal Williams down here, your boy Mostert, your guy Bo Scarborough, Patrick Laird, Peterson, Darwin Thompson, now that Damian's been ruled out, might not be bad, and he's 4,000 as well. And then the White House, you took Zach Pascal. I also like Crowder on a bounce back against the Vikings. They were not good at stopping the pass last week. Terry McLaurin should be a little bit better against Green Bay. Sterling Shepard coming back. John Ross is healthy. He's way down here. Kelvin Harmon, like I mentioned. And, you know, the Willie Snead can go off for either zero or two touchdowns, as we've seen this year. So those are the deals for DraftKings.
All right, well, what do you got on FanDuel? What's that lineup look like over on the FanDuels?
On the FanDuel, I went with Tom Brady at 7,700 against the Chiefs as my quarterback. My running backs are Leonard Fournette and Miles Sanders at 7,500 and 6,400. My wideouts, 8,400, Davante Adams, 7,700, Mike Evans, 6,700, James Washington, doubling up there. My tight end is Darren Waller against the Titans. My flex, once again, cheap Kelvin Harmon, 4,800. And my defense is the Cleveland Browns, 4,600, at home hosting the Bengals. So one more time, that was Brady, Fournette, Miles Sanders, Davante Adams, Mike Evans, James Washington, Darren Waller, Kelvin Harmon, and the Browns defense.
I like my team this week. I went expensive at quarterback. I think the first time I got Lamar Jackson in there versus Buffalo at 9,000. Two running backs. I got Melvin Gordon at 7,300. I think that is a double up here from DraftKings. And I went with Benny Snell. Only 6,100 should get the start against a abysmal Arizona Cardinals team. Wideouts, all kind of evenly placed. I've got Devontae Parker at 7,200, DJ Moore at 71, and Sterling Shepard, Eli Manning's favorite, at 5,900. Stacked Mark Andrews with Lamar Jackson at 6,600. I went with Kareem Hunt against the Cincinnati Bengals at 64 for my flex and the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Arizona Cardinals. So Lamar Jackson, Melvin Gordon, Benny Snell, Parker, DJ Moore, Shepard, Mark Andrews, Kareem Hunt, and Pittsburgh Steeler defense.
The only deals on FanDuel I mean, the quarterbacks are bad. It's Minshew, Haskins, and Eli are the three below the poverty line. Sony Michel is there. Miles Sanders and Kareem Hunt, we both have in our lineups here. Darius Geis, cheap here. What do you think about Kenyon Drake at 6,100?
It's a good price. I just don't like him against Pittsburgh this week. I don't like the Cardinals in general against Pittsburgh.
James White's at 6,000. I think I'd much rather go with him. Ronald Jones dropped a little bit because of his bad week. He's at 5,800 down here. Your guy Patrick Laird is real cheap, 5,500. And like I said, Darwin, 5,200 on FanDuel as well. And then on the wideouts, we've got Will Fuller, Marvin Jones, Golden Tate, Westbrook, Chark are both down here. Pascal and Jameson Crowder and Debo are all at 6,000 to 6,600. And then below that, the real cheap deals, Manny Sanders, a little banged up. He's at 5,900. Curtis Samuel is at 5,800. Marquise Brown is 5,500. AJ Brown in there. And then guys like Jacoby Myers, Demaryius Thomas, Josh Gordon down here at 51, 5,000 and 4,800 if you're really going to the bottom of the barrel. What happened to Josh Gordon, by the way?
What do you mean?
Like, he's just not doing anything at all.
What happened to Tyler Lockett last week?
Well, Tyler Lockett literally did nothing.
Yeah, so Josh Gordon does less than that.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not a focal point of the offense, man. I mean, it's not New England. He's not a... DK Metcalf is more of a focal point of the offense. Russell Wilson just doesn't throw. He doesn't throw enough outside of the major targets. It's just Josh Gordon is a nice complimentary piece, but there's probably
for another wideout, and he's not even throwing to him.
Yeah, there's just probably time adjusting to the offense, unless Josh Gordon picks it up that quick. But we got to go to break. We come back, we're going to be breaking down the week 14 slate of games, fantasy playoff week one. But don't go anywhere. More Bogman the Welsh coming up right here on NSV on Sports Grid.
Get on the break.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
It's In This League.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for
In This League?
Answer me! Suck my white ass!
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid. 3 hours of ITL. You can catch it every week. Make sure you are subscribed. It's on all the places. Where is it? Like iHeart and Spotify and all the places. They can catch 3 hours.
All the places and all the things.
Yeah. That's why right. Wouldn't they want to be here? Come over to patreon.com/ITL Army as well. We got comedy secret shows. What was the last one we dropped? Was Metaphysical Megan. Did you hear that? Oh, crap. Who was
Didn't
it?
Didn't somebody sunburn their butthole?
Yeah.
Trying to do the thing?
Was it Josh Brolin? It might have been Josh Brolin.
You know, whoever it was, good.
Yeah. He got a sunburn on his keister. On his bunghole.
On his tushy right there.
Yep, his little tushy. Yep, exactly. That's what happened. So it was a fun episode. It was a funny episode. Also talked a little bit about The Mandalorian. And I am torn. Well, I probably don't want to get into it here. But, Star Wars is coming up here. And I feel like everything has been conflicting. From one side being like test screeners or like having trouble following it to some people saying, oh my God, it's a masterpiece. So it's literally on all ends of everything. And I don't know what to think about the upcoming Star Wars that may tie in The Mandalorian to it. But we talked about The Mandalorian on The Secret Show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, to be honest, I just want it to be here so I can watch it, see what it's all about and kind of move on. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many people complaining about these new movies. There's not as many people complaining about these as there were episodes 1, 2, and 3, but it's not good. Like, the overall reception, I feel like, is not great. And I went, with my buddy Stalling to Kevin Smith. He's like, I'm not going to go see it. I'm like, really?
What, Star Wars?
Like, yeah, I just don't care. So he's like, I like all the other stuff. He's like, I'm watching the new stuff on Disney Plus and all that, but I just don't care about these movies at all.
It's going to be tough for me. Like, I was thinking about it, like, when we were, it was a joke, but also not a joke, where, like, I want to see the movie with you, but you're just, you were like, I was like, do we have to go see, like, the midnight first show? And you're like, yep. And I'm just like, I don't think I have it in me or care enough to, like, go on a Wednesday night at midnight with, like, those are the biggest savages.
Well, you know me, I'll go see it again. I don't care.
Yeah, that's true. But those are, like, the biggest savages.
Even if it's bad, I'll, like, you know, rewatch it and try to get something out of it. So.
Yeah, I don't know. But we were talking about some of those stuff over on The Secret Show. So you want more and extra In This League content for Bogman and the Welsh? Check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army. And you can even go so far as to join up and get in the GroupMe rooms and talk with us. And you could.
And if you sunburn your butthole, let us know.
Please.
We're interested in that.
Yeah, please. You could also send us, you could send us a present for say Halloween, but it's Christmas.
For Halloween. Yeah.
You could do that.
Or you could also send us a present for Halloween.
Yeah.
So that's okay. We'll take that.
We got our Amazon list ready. We did it. We started our Secret Santa. That's all set. Everyone's got their people. And we got our Christmas list out there, and we're going to do our Christmas special. So I want to send presents, then send them along. If you don't, we'll do like 20 minutes of a live stream and we'll be out of there. So we have nothing to do.
Well, I'm going to be affected the entire night either way. So.
That'll be great. It'll
okay
probably be something
as long as you want.
And it'll probably be one of those things where it's like I'll get sent one thing. Bogman will get sent five things. Bogman will take something and I'll just be like, well, I open my present. No one else cares about me. So Bogman, I'm going to just let you stream here. Open your presents while you're seeing unicorns and rainbows and everybody have fun. That's how I imagine it'll end up going. That's something along those lines.
Fingers crossed. Let's go.
Let's talk about the games. What do we got here? Have I not done the last 2 weeks?
I know you didn't do last week. You made your picks the week before that. You were on the show the week you had, like,
I wasn't here to review.
Has been so blurred.
Yeah, it has.
Your world has been so blurred. You're just not even sure anymore. So last week you didn't pick because you had the flu.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the Peloton commercial on TV. Love
it's
it.
So good. Have you seen the did you see the lady who did the parody of it?
Yes.
It's
yes.
So funny. Nothing's made me happier, by the way.
She was handing her husband divorce papers.
Yeah, it was so fun. Nothing's actually made me happier than when a company gets it so wrong that they lost like 10% of their valuation. Like, it's so unbelievable.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah, they do. They lost almost $1 billion. Or it was like a hundred.
Oh, my.
No, yeah, it was like $940 million they lost in equity from the sell-off that happened because it was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing.
You got me a Peloton? Oh, my God. You know, it's just like, you got me something I'm going to be hanging my clothes off of in 2 months?
It's like getting your wife a vacuum. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, Dysons are pretty cool, but it's something like that. It's like, hey, look, I got a new dishwasher. You know, it's like, so like, okay, give me a break.
Yeah. This is for you.
Oh, but can
you
I,
know, when you buy those things, it can't be for her.
But can I throw something out to you? Can I,
sure.
I'm going to set us completely off the rails.
Uh-oh. I don't know.
What if it had been a guy? What if she bought him a Peloton? You think there's the outrage about the guy having to lose weight?
Well, I tell you what, if it was me, then
no,
they'd be like,
normal guy.
Get this guy.
Well, her. Everyone
get
was
this guy a cardiologist and Peloton.
You know, everybody was like, she didn't usually lose weight. No, she didn't. She was very good looking and she never looked any different. But what if it was the same guy, the same fit guy? What if she bought him a Peloton and he's like, hey, look, you know, here I go, 6 a.m. Well, you think there's the outrage?
All I would do is be making fun of him, calling him dad bod, dad bod, dad bod, right?
All right, everybody have a great
get
time.
Get rid of that dad bod.
You think $900 million is lost in Peloton stock valuation if the woman bought the guy the Peloton?
No, probably not.
I don't think so, Scooter.
I think people would go right back to ignoring Peloton. I mean, I don't really know.
Everyone would go back to being like, oh, this is a super overpriced bike. I'm good.
Right, yeah. People would be like, who's spending $2,000 on a stationary bike? I don't know.
Because you couldn't hook up with other people on a little TV screen?
You know what? I wish more people would do that instead of biking on the road, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's just, it's not
going to end. I'd
much
rather have people on their Pelotons. Get your bony ass on a Peloton and stay off of my road. That's what I want.
See, but Peloton lost, they learned a very valuable lesson, though. In 2000 woke, you
don't tell women they need to lose weight.
No, well, there's only one clear way to get away with it is you put a lumpy dad on the bike or anything. You just put a lumpy dad that everybody can point and laugh at, mm-hmm. and that's the person that you do really any ad towards, like anything. It doesn't matter what it is. If it could be, there needs to be like seven millennial 20-year-olds sitting in a room and you need to play them the ad and figure out what they can find offensive and you need to counter to that. And it'll always end with a 40-year-old dad bod guy that everybody can laugh and point at.
I mean, I don't know how to comment on that without getting suspended or something.
But so. I'm right, though.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
We have to laugh at out-of-shape men.
Baltimore is on the road against the Bills this week.
Why did you turn into Troy McClure? You're like, oh, I'm Troy McClure.
I'm Troy McClure, and I'm trying to get out of this conversation before I say something. So,
yeah, you finished 8-5 on your picks, 7-6 on your over-unders last week. So you did pretty good.
I did. But I don't know. Like, do you really think it's dad bod only for Peloton? That's all they could have done?
Yep. Oh, on that commercial?
What if they had like a two big fat waists losing weight together? Like a real life story. That would have been better, right?
That would have been much better. But what they did was it was husband buying skinny wife a Peloton as a present, and then her just, you know, nonstop doing it for a year, and people didn't take likely.
So afraid in the commercial. It's my favorite commercial because she looks afraid of the Peloton and also afraid of her husband.
Sure.
Like the whole time.
I mean, wouldn't you be? Any significant other that's like, hey, I got you a bike. Here's your present. The only present you got for Christmas is this Peloton. Get on it.
All right, Addison. All right, I'll get on the bike. Okay, yeah. I get it.
All right, Scott Peterson.
Hey, look, I got you some tackle.
Yeah.
We're going to go fishing.
Here's a blindfold.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I went 8-5 last week.
Great.
And I got to a game over 500 and 7-6 on the over-unders to pull me to 101-75 on the year there. You didn't pick, so you are 82-82 and 80-84. So we're both right there.
All right. You said Baltimore, Buffalo. Baltimore is a 6-point road favorite, over under 43.5.
Okay. So I'm going to take Baltimore in the over because I think, you know, the under played last week. Oh, God, I kind of want to play the under now. The under played last week, but there was a ton of rain and stuff. I don't think we're forecast for that in Buffalo, are we? So I think this is going to be a little bit higher scoring than people expected because this seems like, oh, look, it's two running quarterbacks. The game's going to go fast and it's going to be low scoring like a, you know, but 21-23 hits the over in this game. And it was 20-17 last week against the Niners. I think you get one other bounce going one way or the other towards Buffalo and Baltimore that you could easily hit the over in this game. So I'm going to take the over. And I guess I'm going to take Baltimore. I kind of want to take Buffalo at home plus points because they've been so good. And I feel like they're not getting the respect they deserve because they win this week and the Patriots lose. Then they're in first, you know, they're in first in the East or at least tied with the Patriots. I know they lost to the Patriots earlier and they have another matchup. So I'm going to go Baltimore and the over in this one. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, I hate the over because like I see a 20-23 game and that's why I'm going to take Buffalo. I'm going to take the 6 points. I think Baltimore wins this straight out, but the 6 points I'm going to take Buffalo. But I can totally see this as a 20-23, but I'm going to take the over because I'm going to give myself a little bit more, just a tiny bit more leeway since I see it kind of relatively that close. So give me Buffalo and the over. Now, there's a couple huge lines if these are still correct. Holy crap. Washington at Green Bay. Green Bay is a 12.5-point home favorite, but the over 41.5 is the lowest of the week. So they have the highest line and the lowest over.
It's because Haskins sucks so bad. Okay. I think the over I'm taking easy in this game because I think Green Bay could put up 35 points by themselves, right?
Yeah.
So I think I'm definitely taking the over, because at that point, all you need is a score from Washington. The line is kind of tough, but I just don't buy into Washington at all, waiting on a replacement coach and all that stuff. Haskins has looked terrible. Their defense plays a little bit better. So if you get that type of performance from them, this game will probably go under. But that line is so low, like you mentioned. So Green Bay in the over for me.
I am going to, I'm going to go the same with you. I hate that huge of a line, but Washington is so bad. So I'm going to go Green Bay and the over on that one as well. Denver at Houston. Houston is a 9-point home favorite. 42.5 is the over under here. So Drew Lock does not aspire confidence.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't. And Houston's been playing real well. I mean, they just beat the Pats too. I'm going to take Houston. I am going to go under on this, though, because I'm concerned about Denver scoring. You know, they came out and they scored in their first drive on a nice throw from Drew Lock. And after that, it was fairly low scoring and the output was not nearly as good. Houston's on some type of a roll. So I'm going to take Houston. I'm going to go the under.
I hate this one. This isn't one I feel too confident about. I'm going to go with the under, definitely with you. I'm going to go Houston as well. It's impossible to take Denver in this game. It's just impossible.
Right, with Drew Lock at quarterback, you just don't want to do it. No. So I'm on board. What's your line? Give me Cortland Sutton's line for this weekend. What do you think?
I think he's like a 5 for 80. You know, I think he's a very serviceable weekend. I'm not sure if there's a touchdown in there. I think that could go to Philip Lindsay, because I just don't think there's going to be many Denver touchdowns to go around.
Right. Yeah. That's why we took the under. So yeah. I'm with you. I think it's like a, you know, 4 for 75, 5 for 80, something in that range. You cross your fingers. You just don't want that Terry McLaurin drop off from this week, right?
Where exactly.
He went 2 for 8.
That's so exactly. Let's just hope that doesn't happen. On the other end, the Will Fuller disappear game. You know, Will Fuller is an example right. of what you don't want. Now, this is a better game we can put a little bit more focus on. The San Francisco 49ers are going to New Orleans. New Orleans is a 2-point home favorite, and the over is set at 44.5. Now, Bogman, I'm going to tell you right now, I think you're with me as you wrote it in. I'm taking San Francisco on this one, because I think they can win this straight up, because the one thing the 49ers have had the most trouble with this year is a mobile quarterback. They almost lost to Kyler Murray twice. The other two losses to Russell Wilson and to Lamar Jackson. They do not do a good job right now, or their defense gets exposed a little bit to mobile quarterbacks. And that is not the case here. This is a in-the-pocket quarterback who has not been old-school Drew Brees this year. And I think there's easier things for the 49ers to defensively be able to hone in on, and I just don't see them dropping back-to-back games. So I think there's going to be heavy, heavy pass rush. Kamara is going to get bogged down, and they're going to double-team Michael Thomas to hell. So I like the San Francisco 49ers straight up, and I'm getting 2 points on it. The over-under is a little bit more difficult for me, but for the 49ers to win, I think it has to go under. So, yeah, you already put under for me, so I'm going to go Niners and under.
Yeah, I put Niners and under just the way you were talking. I figured you were going to go under there. And it's the same thing with me. I'm going to take the Niners and the under. I think the Niners are still one of the best teams in the NFL. The defense is insane. This is a tough game on the road. I wouldn't be surprised if New Orleans won it, but, I mean, what's the top end of points for New Orleans in this game? Like 28 at best, right?
Yeah, I think that's in it. I was going to say like 24. I mean, that's why, like, I can see the over. Like, I don't feel confident. I feel more confident about the Niners winning than I do the over-under.
Right. But, I mean, if they score 28, then, you know, the Niners are getting to 17 to push it to the over. So I just don't see that high scoring of a game. I think this is going to be, you know, at best a 23-20, probably more likely like a 21-10 game in someone's favor. So I like the under for sure. And with the way the Niners D has been playing, like you said, Drew Brees is a statue back there. I mean, how much can they actually get Taysom Hill in there?
And I mean, this is what their defense has been predicated on, the ends getting on the outside quickly, which pushes the quarterback on the inside. They usually got a guy like DJ Jones inside, and that's the problem with the mobile quarterbacks, is they're able to kind of slice up and over, or they can get that big gain, which ends up wearing down the defense. Drew Brees is not going to have that. A much better chance that the defense is going to be in Drew Brees' face a whole bunch more. Now, you might have more dump-off passes to Kamara, and that's what could save him this week, where everyone's calling for the death of Kamara and his fantasy value, but he might end up having 9 catches out of the backfield, and maybe he gets one of those cheap scores. I'm really struggling with the over-under here. Like, I've wanted to flip a couple times, so...
I just think when you have two decent defenses... And I would say that obviously the Saints offense is better than the Niners offense because Drew Brees is orchestrating it. But the defense for New Orleans is good, too. And they showed up last week. Both these defenses playing well. I feel like you have to take
it. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to go with Niners in the under. All right, let's hit break. Hit a break here. When we come back, we've got a slew of games we're going to have to roll through as we finish this out. So don't go anywhere. It is In This League right here on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid ITL Live. 3 hours. Casey Bubba's coming up in hour 3. Casey Bubba doing the Lord's work lately, filling in for me where it has been. So we appreciate appreciate the Bubba. How have things been going on those segments?
It's good, man. I mean, I like the fact that I get to make the props and then he has to pick them. So
you know what
it's
I like?
All looking at his record.
I like
not mine.
I liked Casey's tweet the other day where it was thanking all these people and then thanked you and then never thanked me. That was my favorite.
Yeah,
he thanked all these people that did great for him, and then he was like, "And I really want to thank In This League Scott Bogman. That's my brother. Thank him." And then it was just like, and then after
how many hours of this show have you done with him?
Oh, I've done plenty of his show. Got him a gig over at Fantrax that I specifically picked, but no big deal or anything like that. And then I liked after his next tweet was probably forgot some people, but yeah, you know, F them. So that was my favorite part. So yeah, have a good show, Casey. Have a good show. Glad things are going well.
Well, he covered for you during the flu, so I think you could get over it, right?
Cincinnati at Cleveland. Cleveland is a 7-point favorite. Hello. Did you see Odell Beckham? Today or on Friday, he dropped a tweet where he was like, "Listen, I'm only going to say this once. I love it in Cleveland. I'm just unhappy with the results." Like, there's already Odell drama. But Cleveland is a 7-point favorite. 42 is the over.
I mean, Cincinnati won their first game, but it was against the Jets. And I don't know what is happening with the Jets. They go out and they win a nice game and then they get stomped. I just don't understand what's happening with them. I'm going to take Cleveland in this one. I am going to take the under as well because Baker Mayfield comes in with a banged up hand. He hit it on a helmet last week. So like I said, I think this is going to be a lot of running the ball up the gut against the Bengals. And I think you can do that. So I think like your DFS pick of Kareem Hunt was smart, because he's going to get a decent amount of run. I think Nick Chubb is going to be huge this week. So I like Cleveland, and I like the under. I like this as like a 28-10 game, something in that neighborhood. So Cleveland in the under for me.
I don't like a lot of this game. I'm actually going to hit the over on this one, but I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm going to ultimate. I think Cincinnati is going to make this a little bit more of a game. Andy Dalton, I mean, he makes it more competitive. He makes the Bengals a little bit more of a competitive team. Joe Mixon might be able to be a little bit more successful at the run. They still got they're going to be able to stretch the field as they always do with John Ross back out there. So I actually think Cincinnati is going to make this one a little bit difficult. Tempted to take Cincy with the 7 points, but I'm going to go Cleveland and the over. Carolina.
Where is AJ Green? Where is AJ next Green?
Week.
Is he
next week?
Next week? Week 15. Week 15. He's going to play, huh?
Yeah, week 15. He's got stuff to play for. Carolina at Atlanta. Atlanta's a 3-point favorite. Over under is 47.
This is maybe the most difficult game of the week to pick because I just don't know what changes are going to happen with Ron Rivera gone for Carolina. Are they going to, you know, ratchet back on CMC a little bit? Because that seems like the smart thing to do. If you're not going to make the playoffs, maybe ratchet him back a little bit. But he is the, you know, almost the entirety of the offense too. So Atlanta's been playing better, but they just got stomped on Thursday. I guess I'll take the home team. I'll take Atlanta and I'll go with the over because both these teams' defenses have been playing bad and they can both put up points. So give me the home team and give me the over in this one.
Yeah, I hate this game. I'm actually going to go Carolina. I'm going to take some points. I'm going to go Carolina and I'm going to take the under. I'm going to take the under on the 47. I don't feel confident. Don't like this game. I agree with you. I do think this is a Christian McCaffrey led game, but Atlanta's all over the board.
Julio back, Hooper back. You still going with Carolina?
No, I don't.
They're at home too?
Yeah. You know what? Atlanta to me feels like my same judgment on the Cowboys, where I'm just like, well, okay, they gotta turn this around. This is a better team than we're giving credit for. No, they're not. Atlanta, I don't think they are a better team than I'm giving them credit for.
I think they've been playing better recently. Obviously, on Thanksgiving, the Saints are good. So when the Saints impose their will, they're going to beat most teams. I just think that this is a winnable game for Atlanta.
I think it's winnable.
Ever since Dan Quinn gave up play calling on the defenses started playing so much better.
But it's essentially a toss-up. I mean, Atlanta's getting the standard 3-point home, favor. So it's essentially a toss-up.
I won't be shocked if the Panthers win at all. I just feel like going into this one, I'm like a 6 confidence. I'm just over median confidence in the Falcons.
I got you. Detroit at Minnesota. Minnesota, they have that tied for second highest line, 12.5. Over Detroit right now. Over under is 43.5.
I'm going to go with, give me Detroit in the under. I don't want to take that. That line is too big for the way Minnesota has been playing. Dalvin Cook is banged up in this game. Adam Thielen's probably not playing again. So give me Detroit in the under. I know they're going on the road, but they had a little bit of extra time to prepare for this game, playing on Thanksgiving. David Blau he looked serviceable. He didn't look good, but he looked fine. So give me Detroit in the under in this one.
Yeah, I'm with you, except I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take Detroit as well. I'm going to take the points there. Minnesota got exposed a little bit last week. They could definitely be out for blood. They can try to control the clock as Dalvin Cook looks like he's 100% to go, and they're going to have success with it. But I think Detroit's going to find some success being able to pass the ball a little bit as well. And if they go to Bo Scarborough, I mean, again, there was a run expose that was set by who the hell was it? The Seattle Seahawks last week. So I like Detroit and I like the over because I think Detroit, whether it's almost kind of a hedge, if like Minnesota gets ahead of this, Detroit's going to be able to come back. If they're kind of going blows for blow, then, you could set the under, but I'm going to go Detroit in the over. Miami at the Jets. The Jets are a 5.5-point home favorite. Over is set at 46.
Give me the Dolphins straight up and the under. The Jets have been playing terribly. So, Miami's at least been playing with a little bit of heart recently. They have 3 wins. Ryan Fitzpatrick looks decent. Devontae Parker's finally putting together a decent season. So Miami in the under for me. They've been playing better. And it's not crazy cold weather. I know we don't like Miami traveling north in December, but it's 37 degrees and partly cloudy. That's the forecast. And the wind is 4 miles an hour. It's not like it's going to be whipping or anything. So it looks like a decent game weather-wise for a warm weather team to head north in December.
Yeah, I don't like putting the bets on an atrocious Miami team going on the East Coast and, in a whether it's more tolerable for an East Coast team. I can't buy it with Miami. So I'm going to go with the Jets, and I'm going to hit the under. I was tempted to take on the over, but how could you? So I'm going to go Jets in the under on this one.
Darnold or Fitzpatrick if you had to start one?
Darnold.
Okay. I think I go Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Yeah, you're better Fitzpatrick recently. This week. Indianapolis going to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay standard 3-point home favor. Over is 47.
Okay. So definitely the over in this one. because I think, you know, Brissett can pass a little bit.
No T.Y. Hilton.
Now, I know no T.Y. Hilton. I'm still okay with the over on because Tampa Bay could put up tons and tons of points here. So I'm going to go Tampa Bay. I guess I'll go Tampa Bay in the over. I'm just taking the home team at this point. I don't have a good feel between Tampa Bay and Indy, but I just feel like Tampa, they beat Jacksonville last week. Indy got stomped by Tennessee. They just feel like they're going opposite directions. So I'll take the team that won more recently. So give me Tampa Bay in the over.
Yeah, I agree with you on this one. The over, I think it's actually pretty I mean, I could see where you don't want to go to the over if you don't think that you don't think that Indianapolis is going to be able to move the ball, because Tampa will. Tampa's going to move the ball.
Right.
So Tampa's an easy pick here, but I'm also going to go with the over because Brissett's going to, you know, sling the ball a little bit. Marlon Mack is back. Looks like he's not going to be too hampered, you know, so he's a good piece of the offense, even though I know Tampa Bay's run defense is so highly sought after. Tampa Bay in the over for me. Clippers at the Jags, and the Chargers are a 3-point home favorite, or road favorite, I'm sorry. 43 is the over.
How can the Chargers be favored in anything? They just lost to Drew Lock. I mean, Philip Rivers looks terrible. And Jacksonville doesn't look great either. They just got stomped at home by Tampa Bay, 28-11. They flipped their $88 million quarterback to go back to their fifth round draft pick, Gardner Minshew. So I don't like points being put up in this game that much. Both the defenses are just okay. You know, the Chargers getting Derwin James back helped their defense out a lot. And as he gets more healthy later on into this year, they should look a little bit better too. But I'm going to take the home team, and I'm going to take the under because I just don't trust Rivers or Minshew to put up points. Now, if they're turning the ball over, this one's going to go over really quick. So I think 43 is a nice number for them to have. I would prefer it at like 45 to take the under, but I'm going to take the under because both these offenses have been struggling. So Jacksonville, home team in the under for me.
I'm going to go with home team, but I'm going to take the over because these are both teams that are going to sling the ball. Minshew is going to attempt. I know Fournette's going to get his role in here, but he catches the ball more. If DJ Chark is good to go, that's going to mean, you know, more offensive slinging for Jacksonville. The Chargers, regardless, are going to be attempting to move the ball through the air, and with guys like Austin Eckler and Melvin Gordon. I just think there's a lot of offense that actually can be had in this one. So I like the over a decent amount, and I like Jacksonville because the Chargers are, you know, they're just heading in the wrong direction. Kansas City at New England. New England is a 3-point home favorite. 48.5 is the over. Probably one of the better games this week.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't. I don't see New England. You know, everyone says at some point, New England's done. Look at them. They're done. They've lost a couple games late in the year recently, and they still wind up in the Super Bowl. So in this one, I feel like New England at home, you got pissed off Tom Brady, probably all over those guys the whole week. I'm going to take New England and the under. But I think this is an easy game to pick. Because you're either just completely out on the Patriots or you're just like, well, no, they're going to be pissed off and they're going to win this game and it's going to go under because they want to make a point here. Patrick Mahomes hasn't really looked the same since his injury. So give me the Pats and give me the under.
This is the one I'm going to go with the under with you, but I'm going to go with the Kansas City on this one. I'm going to get the points. I think this can push the over for sure, but I think there's some defensive stops to happen in there, and I'm going to go Kansas City with the under. Don't feel as confident as the under as I do with Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. Couple more here. Pittsburgh at the Arizona Cardinals. Pittsburgh only a 2-point road favorite. 43.5 is the over.
Pittsburgh in the under. What's next?
Yep. I mean, I agree with you. I totally agree. Cardinals. I mean, this could be trappy with the Cardinals in Pittsburgh, but their defense has just been so good. Pittsburgh has, but they've got no good offensive weapons either. So, I mean, this has all the makings of a 17-10 game.
This is the first Steelers game in Arizona that I'm not going to.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Since you and I went and saw Jerome Bettis win it in overtime in 1996.
You know what? It didn't even occur to me that Pittsburgh was coming here to Phoenix, and you're not going. No, wait, not even interest.
You know what? I almost feel guilty about not going, right? But then I think about the cost, and it's $200 per ticket, about somewhere in that range. At least it was a couple years ago. So I'm assuming it's probably going to be in that same range. So I'd have to pay for me and somebody else to go with me, most likely. So $400 plus about $50 for parking. It takes the entire day. Or I just got this brand new big screen TV and I could sit on my ass, watch the game and watch all the other games and get all my work done on time. So to be honest, it was kind of a, do I want to go see Kevin Smith or do I want to go see the Steelers this weekend? And I picked Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Smith didn't cost you a whole bunch more money like the,
right.
Yeah. Cause you're not, I'm not getting convinced to spend $1 to go see that Arizona Cardinals team or to be honest, that Pittsburgh
Duck
Steelers
Hodges.
Team.
You mean you don't want to go see Duck Hodges for $50?
Pass. Hard pass.
Hard pass?
Hard pass. Yeah. Hard pass. And same the parking and the time. And yeah, no, thank you. Yeah. Can you imagine? Benny Snell versus Kenyon Drake. It'd be horrible. So Pittsburgh in the under. All right. Tennessee at Oakland. Tennessee is a 3-point favorite. 47.5 is the over.
A Tennessee and the over easy for me. Oakland has reverted back to last year's team for whatever reason at this point. So give me Tennessee and give me the over.
I don't. This is, I'm like Bogman. Sounds. I don't love this one, but I'm going to go with Tennessee as well. Ryan Tannehill has definitely been on something, but I'm going to go with the under. I think there's going to be a struggle on this one. Sorry. You and the list always makes me laugh.
I get sausage fingers.
Go Seattle at the Rams. It's a pick 'em. Over is 47.
I'm doing Sunday Night Football with Bogman this week on Patreon as well. Ya? So no Thursday night. I couldn't go Monday night. So we're doing Sunday Night Football for this game. And in this one, look, I know the Rams look good. And maybe their offense is back and, you know, Todd Gurley's getting used more. And that's what Sean McVay has said. Yeah, that was the plan the whole time, was to not use him early in the season to get him more later in the season. But give me the Seahawks and give me the over because I am just not convinced that it's all back for the Rams yet. So Seattle in the over for me.
Yeah, I'm very confident about picking Seattle in this one. I'll go with the over as well just because both teams can pile it on, but I feel very good about Seattle. And then last up, you got the Giants at Philly. Philly's a 9.5-point favorite. 46 is the over.
You know what? I talked about a little bit earlier. I'm taking Eli Manning, getting another start kind of at the end of his career. He might start the rest of these games because there's really no incentive to play Daniel Jones at the end of the year here. But give me Eli and give me the over in this game because the Philly secondary looks terrible. They just gave up 37 points to the Dolphins last week. So I'm going to take the Giants getting healthy and having Ingram back and Shepard and all those guys. Hopefully Saquon looks a little more spry this week. He is obviously playing banged up recently, but give me the Giants and give me the over here.
Yeah, I find it weird. I just find it so weird, like, going and being like, well, Eli Manning's going to fix this team. Like, Eli Manning's going to be the thing that's going to be good to go.
I
don't
think he's going
to
fix the team. I would be, if Daniel Jones was playing, same deal.
Like, you know what totally distracted me, by the way?
They're copies of each other.
Totally distracted me. In New York news is the Knicks fired David Fizdale.
Yes!
Yeah, so I got totally distracted that just happened. You know what? Good news all around for the New York, the tri-state. So I'm going to go with the Giants.
Free Mitch Robinson. Snap.
But I'm going to go with the under.
So excited.
I'm going to go with the under. Give me the under. New York Giants in the under. And give me Mitchell Robinson rest of season as David Fizdale is fired. And Bogman is super happy about that. All right.
All the Mitchells. Mitchell Robinson, Mitchell Trubisky, give me all of them
for the rest
of the year. Let's go.
All right, well, we're going to get out of here. That is it, or I'm going to get out of here. We got hour three coming up. Casey Bubba and his best friend Scott Bogman breaking down all the good parlays and stuff, and I love Casey, even though he doesn't love me back.
He's going to be here in January.
In Phoenix?
In Scottsdale.
Is he staying with you because you guys are best friends?
No, I don't think he's staying with me. It's just it's a work conference, so we're going to – you, me, and him, we're going to hang out.
The National Thank Bogman Conference?
That's right. Yeah, okay. It's the National Thank Bogman Conference.
I like
it. It's in January. It's after my birthday for whatever weird reason. Okay. It is in January. So.
All right. Well, Casey's coming up. It's Bogman, Casey, Bubba. More in this league. I'm out of here. I'll see you guys next week. But we're taking a break now. Hour three coming up.